Well, I mean, I think you look at the player as a whole. You look at the person as a whole. So, I mean, whether, you know, whatever, you know, whatever you put to that, you know, what percentage you put to that is different in every different case. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, a part of the decision-making process because of the fact of, you know, you're taking, when you're paying this kind of money to a player, you know, you want them to, you're hoping that you're doing it to the right, not only the right player as on the field, but also the right player off.
John,
this wasn't going to get done. When did things start going in the direction of, hey, I think this is going to work out? Because for a long time, it appeared that it wasn't going to happen this year.
You know, it really started this morning. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we met with Todd France back in the 1st of June, end of May, 1st of June, and both of you got our offers on the table, and at that point in time, there wasn't any movement until this morning. So once things got going this morning, then that's when we were able to get a deal done.
John, you had said famously this offseason that there was zero value to Demaryius missing this offseason program. Looking back now, what do you think he missed by not being here, and how will he mitigate that by, you know, how will he mitigate what he missed?
Well, I think we just have, you know, there's the business side to this, and everybody thinks, you know, thinks about it differently. So, I mean, I think that, you know, we'll just have to be careful with DP when he comes into training camp and really manage him and get him up to speed with what we're doing mentally, but also physically because of the lack of, he didn't have that, the OTAs or the mini camps with us, and so we're going to have to be able to monitor that very closely and make sure that we get him up to speed and don't take any unnecessary risk with him. So, you know, it's part of the business, but we're thrilled that we're able to get the deal done with him and that DT is going to be a Bronco for another 5 years. We've got, you know, high expectations and think that, you know, he's going to be a big part of the success we have.
How does the deal kind of impact future salary cap deals from potentially next season with Von Miller?
Well, I mean, we prepare for all those. I think that's what it comes down to when we look at what the value is of the Broncos, what we can afford, and how that fits into the structure and how that fits into our football team. All those things are going into consideration when we determine, you know, what we're going to pay somebody. And so I think that we're well aware of the people that we have coming up. We have a lot of good football players coming up. You know, what Demaryius is, he's also a big part of that, and that's why he's the first key part of that, trying to keep this football team together. And so you know, I think it was a very fair deal for both sides.
John, how did the fact that Dez Bryant was also franchise tagged and was going through his own negotiations, how did that complicate the process for you, and what impact did it have today when Dez's deal got done at about, you know, 1 o'clock Mountain Time?
Well, I mean, we had our numbers set up and picked out and thought that, you know, trying to figure out what we believe and did figure out what we believe was the correct value for us, for the Broncos, as well as Demaryius. I think it just took a while to get to that point. And, you know, I think that any time you have another, you know, two special football players at the same position, you know, that are going into a franchise year, that, you know, there's always caution in that no one jumps the gun. And I think that's why it went as long as it went, to be able to make sure that everybody, especially from the agent side, that they were where they needed to be.
John, obviously you're about winning now and you have Peyton Manning, but this long deal for Demaryius Thomas, what makes you so sure that he's going to be this great player well into the future with another quarterback, potentially Brock Osweiler?
Well, I mean, I think you look at the production that DT's had in the last 3 years, I don't think that there's any question that, you know, DT is one of the top wide receivers in the league, and he's being compensated that way now. So it's very much, very well deserved on DT's part. So we have high expectations. We think he's coming right into his prime, and we don't anticipate him backing up at all. We, you know, especially the expectations are going to be increased now, and we just think that he's got all the skills, and plus the the type of person he is, and you know, he's a type player and guy that we want on the Denver Broncos. So we have a tremendous amount of confidence in BT and why we felt comfortable paying him this kind of money.
John, everybody knows that Von Miller's contract is coming up next year. Obviously, you guys have to structure long-term commitments like this based on decisions you're going to have to make with other players. So how much, I guess, was Von Miller's contract, and was that something that was brought up often when you were figuring out how you were going to do DT's contract?
Well, we're always planning for the future, and so, I mean, everyone talks about us winning now, and my point is we want to win from now on. And so when we go through our budget meetings year in and year out, that's what we look at. We have a 3-year plan and a 4-year plan, and we try to look into the future and to see where we are so we can budget everybody in there to where we can keep all our great football players. That's what we want to do. We want to, draft well and keep our own and fill in the free agency where we can. So, DT was the first step, as I said, we'll have a plan for Vaughn next year, and as well as other players. We've got several other really good football players that are also coming into their last year that, we'll try to hold on to as many as we can. But obviously it's impossible to hold on to everybody in the salary cap era, but we're going to do the best we can to keep them all.
John, you said talks started up again this morning. How much, as I know you guys got to a number you were pretty comfortable with, how much movement was there today, and how important was that kind of front-loaded money that you sweetened it with to get this thing done?
Well, there's always movement. I mean, I think that until you get a deadline, it's hard to get any kind of anything going. And so, obviously, they were where we were. We were able to come together, and Mike Sullivan, on our side, as well as Todd France, who's Demaris' representative, they did a tremendous job in finding getting to the common ground. And I think that we wanted to get a deal done. They knew that. Demaris wanted to stay in Denver, which we wanted him to want to stay in Denver. And so I think that eventually there was going to be a deal done. And so it was just a matter of trying to get those terms where both could live with those terms, and we were able to do that.
John, have you talked to Peyton? And if not, just to talk about, as a quarterback, how much of a relief it is to have your number one guy stick around with a new deal.
Well, I've not talked to Peyton. And so, Demaris was the guy that obviously was the target for us this year. And we were able to get that done. But I think, when you look at what he's done the past 3 years and really what he's done since he's been in Denver, that he's been a tremendous player for us, explosive player with big play potential. And so, I mean, as a quarterback, when you look outside, you got a guy that's 6'3", 225 pounds, and can run. And anytime you get the ball in his hands, has the ability to score, not only as a quarterback, but as an offense, it makes you that much more explosive.
John, you've talked about developing all pros from where you draft. How have you seen Demaris develop in the past 4 years?
Well, I mean, I think that he just continues to get better and better. He's a hard worker, he studies, he's smart, he's a student of the game. And I think that, early in his career, he got bit by the injury bug, and he's been able to, fight through that and really had 3 solid years where he stayed healthy. And so, I mean, that's just a maturation process. And I think that, that's what we've seen the last 3 years from Demaris, and I anticipate us seeing that for the next 5 and continue to be the big play guy and, our number one receiver.